Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Amy Davis Navardauskas, who is now the executive director of the Art Barn School of Art in Valparaiso.
Yes, I am.
On one of those funny streets they have in Porter County with all numbers.
Yeah, county. It's on a county road.
What's the address? I think it's funny.
695 North 400 East.
Oh, I know exactly where you mean. Anyway, so you just started working there when?
Back in November.
Okay. So it's been 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
A good six months.
Like, I think a little bit more, but right around that spot. So
you were, Amy was the marketing director at the Besnick Center for the Arts in Michigan City for a long time. You're an artist yourself.
I am.
Yeah. And so now you're running the show.
Yeah.
And the Art Barn is a truly iconic place.
It is. We have just about a 40-year history.
Yeah.
And our founder, Jan Sullivan, ran it for a number of years before her passing.
Yeah. So. She started it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Yeah. She was quite a character.
I don't think I ever met her, but that's what I hear. They called it Happy Jan's Farm.
Really?
Sort of the second name for the Art Barn.
She was great. I interviewed her here at Lakeshore a number of times,
oh,
and it
wonderful.
Was always eventful. It was like trying to interview the Golden Girls all in one, all four of them at once.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. So you have a juried exhibit coming up.
We do.
Tell us about that.
All right. So, well, we're in our 26th year of this exhibition that Jan Sullivan started. And so we're proud to carry on her tradition.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of our applications are in, and actually the show's on the wall ready for viewing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are... We had 202 pieces submitted, and we had to kind of narrow it down to about 90. But it's a really nice showcase of work from artists in the Northwest Indiana area,
mm-hmm.
and Northwestern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and being a juried exhibit, you have a juror every year, and.
Yes.
Who is your juror this year?
Our juror this year is Alan Larkin, and he is from South Bend, Indiana. He had a 40-year career at IU South Bend as an instructor. So,
is he retired now?
I believe so.
Mm, cool.
Yeah.
He's quite an artist in his own right.
He is. He is wonderful. So we were really pleased to have an artist of his caliber to come in and jury our show, and he was great to work with. And maybe one day he'll do it again. But we change our jurors every year.
Sure.
But yeah, he was great to work with this year. So.
And how many awards do you give?
We give, I haven't counted them all up, but I know we have about $5,000 to award in both purchase awards and merit awards.
And the purchase awards are so that you have a permanent collection?
Well, the purchase awards are not going to our collection. It's where people kind of front them. They kind of front the purchase,
uh-huh.
and then they select something from the show. So
these are for private collections?
Yes,
oh,
correct.
That's interesting.
And
yeah.
then we offer cash awards for merit.
How do you go about raising the money?
We just mostly ask individuals. I
uh-huh.
think it's all individuals this year. So it's amazing.
Do you have people who have given awards year after year?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. There are a few. I know Bill Wilson, who's actually going to be hosting our event, our opening reception.
Mm-hmm.
He usually makes a gift, and there are a few repeat. Our board is actually pretty generous as well.
Good.
So
when is your have you had your opening reception already?
The opening reception is going to be on May 18th.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
And it's up through the 27th of June.
Oh, that's good. So lots of time to go see the exhibit out there on that road.
Yeah.
I know exactly
It's only
where.
A mile south off of 6, so it's not hard to find.
So Art Barn also offers classes on an ongoing basis.
We do. We do all year round, and we're actually launching our spring summer session, it's launching now, so we're filling classes now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all kinds of different offerings, so visit our website to see all those different offerings.
And you have you're doing some renovating, I understand.
We did. We got a grant from Porter County Community Foundation, so they helped us create an ADA accessible bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a nice fresh coat of paint, new fixtures. The bathrooms were bad, so they look great now. The lobby looks great, and we have a new pottery studio, so we're in
fantastic.
Great shape. Yeah.
Is pottery a really popular class for you?
It has. We just started it. So,
oh,
yeah,
I see.
Classes are filling. So.
Yeah, we do really well with pottery in Munster, I find.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good, Amy. That's great, and sounds like you're off to a great start.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a great place.
Good. Well, thanks for being here to bring us up to date on your career and what's going on at the Art Barn. Great. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.